Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Blues, and yeah, good evening. Thank you, Elder Oliver, and your wife for this platform. Thank you for this opportunity, and every Thursday we just come and talk, have real talk, talk about God, talk about our lives, real life situations we go through, things we've experienced, and our different perspectives on different topics and situations. So thank y'all for joining us. Y'all could have been, you know, listening to any podcast or watching a video or doing something else, but you're here, so thank you. Yeah, anybody want to pray us in? Okay. Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for another day, God. Thank you for bringing us all here to soak in your presence, God, and just to listen in and just gain something from you throughout this episode, God. Thank you for another day of breath, life, fresh air, and another opportunity to create today, to be who you want us to be, and to just be here. Thanks, God. Today I want to ask you for you to move through us, God. Bless our words. Bless everything that we say and that comes out of our mouth, God. I pray that you flow through us as we flow through this episode. I pray that, you know, we're all able to talk in a loving way, and I pray that we're all able to gain something, even if it's something small that we can use for the rest of our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
So this morning, me, Asha, you, and I don't know. Jay is
here.
Daddy's on, but
Hey, JJ.
Hey.
I just want to put this out there right quick. The kids got baptized maybe about, what, three weeks to a month ago, and we wanted to start doing Bible studies with them, and we've been talking about the Bible studies, and I was really aiming to maybe do a few a month on this broadcast, just, you know, just to see how it go, because I really want them to get into their word and see what this walk is about, not just our lifestyles, but what does the word say. And I want you, if you guys want to walk it out through the word with us, give us some feedback. You can go on the Royal Blues, what is it, Instagram?
Yes, it's the Royal, T-H-E-R-O-Y-A-L dot, like a period, blues, so the Royal dot blues.
And give us some feedback on what you guys want us to talk about, or how you want us to start our Bible studies. If you want us to just start the Bible study, we're going to start the Bible studies regardless. We just want to know if you want to start it on the air or off the air, or you just don't want to, you know, want to do it at all. But we do want your feedback. We will be doing the Bible studies, but we just wanted to share what we're learning with you guys and how we learn and how we're teaching our kids through the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
So tonight,
go ahead, Donnie.
Okay. Tonight our topic is, it was the people's choice. So we had somebody, somebody that listens to us weekly, what do they want us to talk about tonight? And their response was self-awareness. Self-awareness. So bringing us in, we have our scripture, Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. And my daddy gave the scripture for tonight, Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. It says, you were taught not to live the way you used to. Oh, wait. He wanted me to read the King James Version. Hold on. I'll read both. I'm going to read the King James first, though. Okay, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and he renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Okay. And I'm going to read the Do It Tonight, the Reader's Version of the scripture, too. It says, Ephesians 4, 20, okay, you were taught not to live the way you used to. You must get rid of your old way of life. That's because it has been made impure by the desire for things that lead you astray. You were taught to be made new in your thinking. You were taught to start living a new life. It is created to be truly good and holy, just as God is. Okay, Hannah, you were taught not to live the way you used to. You must get rid of your old way of life. When I think of self-reflection, I think of this exactly, and I think that we need to have moments in life where we sit down and ask ourselves, am I, the morals and the foundation that I've created, does my actions align with that? That's what I think of when I think of self-reflection, because we know what's right in our mind. We have these morals. We have these standing points. We have these foundations that we create. We have these standards for ourselves. But I think self-reflection is sitting down and asking, do my actions reflect my standards? Do my actions reflect my morals? Does what I put out into the world and how I am as a person, like being honest, transparent with myself, does what I put out in the person I actually am align with my morals and standards? Because sometimes, like for myself, I can, I have the person I really am in real life, and then I have the person I aspire to be. So it's like my aspiring person could, of course, they're at that stand, they hold those standards, they hold those morals, they hold that foundation to the T, but now I have to bring it back in alignment with, okay, who am I today right now? Because sometimes we can think we are further than where we're at when we're really not. We get tested in situations and we fail and we slip. And, so it takes us, what to say, you were taught not to live the way you used to. You must get rid of your old ways of life. And I feel like self-reflection is also preparing myself for the next level, for the next place to grow and the next place, you know, getting rid of my old ways. Okay, what do I need to work on? What else do I need to, the desires for things that lead you astray. What else have I been allowing to, you know, what other place do I need to grow in? What other place in my life still is a little dirty? What other place in my life still needs a little more love from God? What place in my life still needs a little more discipline? You know, it's also the rough places, you know, that I have to self-reflect on, not just, okay, am I doing right? Am I doing the right thing? Am I, you know, like thinking of all the light? Okay, self-reflection is also the other side of, okay, what's still a little nasty? What's still a little, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my little beginning of self-reflection. Anybody else?
And if you don't check it, God will check it for you. That's why you deal with your sins before your sins deal with you. Because it's gonna come out in a time where you really don't want it to come out, because you can only hide from yourself for so long. Your true self is gonna, that bone gonna fall out your mouth, okay? Or something's gonna happen to provoke you to where, you know, that old you come out if you ain't dealt with the old you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so deal with your issues. Be true to yourself, first of all, and let yourself know, look, I'm still struggling this, and pray and try. And I just thank God, okay, my family and I, we're not announcing that. I'm just going to say this. We've been fasting on Tuesdays and Thursdays now. And for us, for our family, and praying, trying to pray at 8. Everybody, you know, can't, you know, come together at 8. Sometimes we forget or whatever. But we try to do it. And it's the self, it's, the kids was like, well, what do I fast? I can't do this. I can't. Do what you feel, you know, you need to fast for. Because you know what you need from God. You know what you need. Be true to yourself on what you need. God already knows our needs. He knows what we're going to do. He wants us to confess. And in your prayer, while you're fasting, pray those things what you want him to change. He wants you to confess it. He already knows it. Get it in your spirit, in your prayer, in your fasting, what you want God to deal with. We want all of these things when we fast, but don't want the things of God and to change. You have to want to change. You have to have somebody in your circle that's going to hold you accountable for your mess. Period. Because you know you messy. If everybody's saying the same thing about you, it might be true. Matter of fact, it is true. When people don't even know you saying the same things that people been knowing you for years, saying the same thing about you, it's true, sweetie. Ask God to create in you a clean heart and renew the right spirit within you. And I'm talking about myself, too, because I felt we already shared last week on how my light was shining, but I wasn't a witness. How we think, you know, just because I'm not drinking and cussing and doing all this stuff that I used to do, you know, when I go to the family reunion, I'm letting my light shine. But did you witness this? I'm not saying, I said it last week, you don't have to, you know, be holier than thou. But when the opportunity comes, God's going to give you the opportunity to share him. Not just being a light, but to share him. Okay? And this is the self, this is the same self-awareness. If you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Okay, we have to take self-examination, see ourselves every day, and ask God to crucify. We have to crucify this flesh every day, daily. We shouldn't be in the same, you know, boat that we were in 2 months ago or a year ago. Sometimes, well, I'm going to say a year. I'm going to give everybody a bit of a year ago. We're still doing self-reflect. Self-awareness, be aware of what's the realization of what you're doing, why you're doing, why are you acting like that? Why are you behaving like that? Why do you do the things that you do? Find out why. What provokes you? Everything that was provoking you last year shouldn't be provoking you this year because you prayed up and you didn't fast about this thing, and guess what? God didn't dealt with you and the situation, but us, this flesh, got to say it, got to do it, you know. And it's every time we do something outside of the will of God and we know better, we put Christ back on that cross. We crucifying Christ all over again. So, yeah. Anybody else? I'm sorry. And I'll keep going on.
Yeah, I want to make a comment on when you said you need someone in your corner to keep you accountable. Self-awareness is that being you, like having to, like, you're in your own corner, like really seeing the inside crevices of the corner, of the whole thing, you know, so you're sitting back from that corner in your own mind, body, whatever, and you're looking around, like you're in that actual corner and looking at yourself, of being honest and transparent and being able to, you know, really tell yourself where you need to. I looked up the definition. It says self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and self-awareness is the ability to focus on yourself and how your actions, thoughts, or emotions do or don't align with your internal standards. So you're like, that's exactly what I was saying. How your actions, thoughts, and emotions do or they don't align with your internal standards. You can have a standard for yourself of how you want to be. You can have a standard of yourself of how you should be, what God requires of you, but do your actions, your thoughts, and your emotions line up with that? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Are you living up to those standards? Correct.
Yeah, are you living up to those standards? That's what I'm saying. Like, we get into situations, and it shows us that, okay, I could have, you know, handled that a little better. Cause, and it also says, what are the benefits of self-awareness? It says being able to better manage your emotions, better communication, better decision-making, better improve relationships, higher levels of happiness, more confidence, better job satisfaction, better leadership skills. You know what I'm saying? So let's say you're in a leadership position. Are you handling it the best way and getting effective results from the people that you're leading? No, you're not. Maybe let's say the answer is no. Now you have to sit back and self-reflect on yourself. Okay, what can I do better? What can I, you get what I'm saying? Or it says better decision-making. If you know that you have to, if you make irrational decisions or you're impulsive, sit back, have that self-awareness. Self-awareness is knowing that. Self-awareness is knowing that I make bad decisions. Self-awareness is I am an impulsive person. That's what self-awareness is being able to acknowledge it. And now you have to take the next step to, you know, want to do better and, you know what I'm saying, fix it.
Yeah. And don't make excuses while you're doing it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, I did this because, no, you did it because you wanted to. Self-awareness mm-hmm. is realizing the mistake that you made or what you said or what you did or how you felt. It's like I said, you're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it's going to come out, and it's going to be like, okay, maybe I should, yeah. Be true to yourself. Don't make excuses
mm-hmm.
for what you've done.
Looking at yourself, right, and looking at yourself from another, right, and looking at yourself from another person's point of view, like how would another person interpret this, like, you know, what I'm doing, who I am, this and that, like, no, not necessarily. Well, okay, so when the person that inquired about this topic wrote, how you make others feel matter? So I was kind of trying to, like, squeeze it in there, like, wiggle it in there just now about, like, looking at yourself from other people's point of view and how they see you, how they view you, and they act. Does how you make other people feel matter?
It should matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it should matter. Yes, I would say yes. Repeat the question.
Does how you make matter?
You fade it out.
Does how you make others feel matter?
Yes. It should matter.
Mm-hmm.
It should matter because a lot of times, sometimes you might may not meant what how things were or what how things what you said or whatever. If you may not even meant to say it that way, but they took it the wrong way. But guess what? If they took it the wrong way and that's how you made them feel, that's how you made them feel. That's how they felt. So you can't change how you make them feel, but you can explain to them what you meant.
Yeah, right.
By saying it, but you can't change the person's feelings.
Acknowledging their emotions.
Right. You have to. You have to. Because if you make me feel a certain weapon way, you cannot sit up here and tell me I don't feel that way. And you didn't make me feel that way. Maybe you didn't mean to, but you did.
So do you think it's a bad thing to tell somebody, like, that's just how I am,
no.
I apologize for how I made you feel, but that's a, like,
no, it's not a but.
How I
it's
am.
Not a but. It's not a but. It's not a but. I'm sorry.
But
what
if somebody's really sensitive and you know that you didn't, you know that you wasn't wrong for what you did. They just are very sensitive.
Well, guess what? Then if you know that, then why are you putting a butt behind it? The butt cancel out everything that you said. Don't put a butt behind mm-hmm. it. If you're sorry, just say you're sorry. And if I do it again, don't hold it against me. Tell me about it then on how you make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the person know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't change the way a person feels. If you made them feel that way at that time. Now, if they tell you that's how they feel, don't put a butt behind it and you can't say, well, that's how I am. No. That might be how you are, but if you want our friendship to go any further, then I don't want to be around you if I have to feel this type of way because that's how you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Hmm. Interesting.
So when somebody say, well, you know how I am, what does that mean?
They're making excuses to be the way that they are.
I won't say excuses. Like, it's like, I'm okay with me being like this. Like, and I don't, like, you feel a way because of how you are, of how I am. Like, this is me. I won't say excuses. What if it's not nothing bad? It's just they felt a way about that thing. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm not even saying nothing that's like, okay, no, you need to change that. But, like, really, this is me, and they're telling me they don't like that about me because it made them feel a way.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is.
He said, this is how I am. What does that mean? This is how I am. I feel like it means, like, this is me and I'm not changing.
It just depends on what it is.
I know,
if you're a bubbly person and you love to have fun, why am I going to stop my bubbly personality because you can't handle my a bubbly personality? Get a
life. Right. I just want to answer his question. Like, what does it mean when you say this is how I am? What does that mean? I guess this is me, and I don't want to change for nobody.
Well, it depends on what it is. It depends on what it is.
Just the comment alone. This is how I am. He's asked, like, what does that comment mean to you? When somebody says, this is me, this is how I am, what does that mean? Just the comment.
Well, it just depends on what they're talking about, I guess, for me, anyway. Anybody else want to answer that? It depends,
like, that
on what it
mean,
is.
Why? Just
to
the
me,
comment,
that
means
that person saying that to somebody else, I feel like that means I want you to accept me for who I am. Because obviously they accept whoever because they want to accept it.
Right. Like, this is me. Like, accept me. I think that's what that means, too.
Well, I said, for me, it just depends on what it is. So, yeah. It depends on what it is. Because it could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing, it could be, you know, it could be anything.
I think how can the comment be a good thing or a bad thing just by saying, this is how I, like, the situation depends, but I feel like the comment is standing on what the comment means. It could be
okay.
A good thing or a bad thing when you say it, but I think
okay.
The comment means what it means, though.
Okay, well, I'll put it like this. If I'm a bubbly person, if I love to have fun, and, you know, we play a lot, okay, I love playing a lot, and I love my bubbly personality. Why would I change that now?
Right.
On the other hand, I'm ignorant. I'm hard to get along. I always got to have it my way or no way.
That wouldn't be a situation where you would say, that's how I am. Like, let's say loudmouth, ignorant, and rude, and you say, that's just how I am. That means I'm not changing. If I'm bubbly and I have a bubbly personality and I say, that's just how I am, that means I'm not changing. Like, it means the same thing in each situation.
Correct. That's I was giving you two of the same but different situations. One
right,
can be good,
that's
one can be bad.
Okay. Daddy, okay, did we answer you?
So if somebody come to you, a friend of yours, a friend of a friend, and they say, well, so-and-so was talking to me, they hurt my feelings, I couldn't get a word in, they were just going off. They tell you that, and you tell that friend of a friend, well, that's just how they are. Does that help that person that don't feel like they were treated right?
Yes. I think it helps them because it makes them be able to walk away, choose to walk away or choose to deal with it. So I think it helps that person.
Well, I'll say it helps them too because it's a friend of the friend. I don't have to be the other friend of the friend. I can just be the friend. A friend of the friend.
Right.
Okay.
It helps me because now
your
I know
friend,
oh,
not
that's
mine.
Just them. Right, that's your friend.
Okay.
That ain't mine. That helps
that's
me a lot.
Friend.
If that's just them, right, if that's just them, y'all keep your friendship. Cool. I don't
okay.
want it.
Exactly.
That helps
me
a whole lot.
But seriously speaking, should we be that way, though?
No. The person that is saying it, like, I'm telling you, well, that's just them, girl. Like.
So does... Do you give that person, to you, the person that was speaking to them that they felt like they got hurt or whatever, and they come to you, and then you tell them that's just how they are, just how they speak,
does that
even help the person that speaks that way or don't change to be different toward other people? So why do we keep things just going the way they are, where it's going into a dead end and not fix the whole situation? So the person that came to you and said that about the other person, we shouldn't say that's how they are. We shouldn't do that. We should comfort that person that came to you and then try to reach out to the other person that made the other person feel bad to make the whole inner circle good.
Yeah, you can do that too.
For sure.
I mean, that would be a good
right, we can
too.
Do that. We can do all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree 100%. Of course, I wouldn't just leave my
too.
Friend hanging. I wouldn't just leave my friend hanging and leave it at that's just how they are. But by you asking, like, does that help them? I think it does. But also, of course, like you said, comfort them and uplift them and then go to
they
your
can't.
Friend and maybe talk to them.
It's a privilege that somebody would even come to you and seek some kind of advice from you. That should
right.
make you so humble that somebody can
right.
trust to hear what you got to say. But if
mm-hmm.
we say, well, that's just how they are, then you put yourself in the same position that person put that person in.
Mm-hmm.
That they're coming to you for comfort to understand because evidently they're coming to you about that person because they want to be around that person. But that person is driving them off by the way they act.
Right.
So we got to look at the innocent person, which is the one that came to you. That's the innocent person. And by them coming to you, you already know how that other person is, but the innocent person is caught in the middle and confused. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't just be, okay, that's how I am. We can't be that way because then we wouldn't need Jesus to change us. We was already born that way or who we are. But that scripture that I gave earlier, that y'all gave earlier, we have to have a renewed mind. We have to be a new person. We can't say that. That's how I. It doesn't work. It doesn't play, because who you are is what God don't want. What He wants is the new you, that changed. I'm gonna get out of y'all ladies' conversation.
No, you're good. I'm glad you. We need
that.
That
was good. That was good.
Yeah, we need that.
I agree definitely.
Okay.
I agree.
Cause I will leave you right there. I promise you.
It does make sense that obviously they came from
it
a
does.
Place of wanting to be around them. Like, you know, I want to be your friend. They're cool, but they just did this to me. Like, okay, that they always do that? What's up with them? Like, I don't like that, you know? So
mm-hmm.
they were both right. It takes a lot of vulnerability for somebody to come to you and open up to you and vent to you. So I agree.
Well,
Yeah. Okay. Self-awareness. Okay, let's say you're on this journey of self-awareness. Not to say journey of self-awareness, but you're becoming more self-aware. It is a journey, but you're becoming more self-aware daily. You're like, okay, I can fix this. I can fix that. I can fix this. I can fix that. Okay. What do you do when something just like, well, I guess, like, it triggers you to where, like, how do you deal with, or how do you personally, mommy, deal with triggers? Or Asa, Jada, like, how do y'all deal with triggers when
let's
you get triggered
up,
while you're on your journey? When you're on your journey of becoming better and stuff like that, something just triggers you. into your, you know, your old ways, old habits? How do y'all deal with it?
No.
I've been a lot recently. I just go, Jesus. I don't know. Call on Jesus. Like, if somebody get on my nerves, under my breath, Jesus. My mama make me mad, Jesus. My mama assume something, Jesus.
Well, it always got to be Bible.
You'll do it.
I'm your only button that you got left.
No, you're my only button. You're my only gun. You're the only one that makes me want to pop. What about JJ?
Well,
Jada, I don't know. Does Jada want to answer? She has something or no?
Indeed,
it's okay.
If she want to pass the mic.
She's so sweet. She fell asleep.
Oh, Lord, in Bible study. In church. She didn't fell asleep. What about, was DJ there? Right.
Where's
he?
Dial in.
Huh?
I told him.
Mom, you go. Okay. Mom, go ahead. Mom, what do you do when you're triggered into your old ways and old habits? How do you handle that situation?
Triggers to me, I haven't had a situation where I wanted to sock nobody, or if I was going to be triggered, I would have socked somebody last week, and y'all already know I would have flew some heads. So the triggers that I've used to have, I'm getting new triggers. I don't have the old ones fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm praying about these new ones. I don't have a desire to drink. I don't have
Would you say that now it's just more so God showing you versus it being a trigger, like he's pulling out who you know, within you?
Well, he showed me, like I said last week, he showed me what I'm not and how far I've come, but he also showed me how far I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I'm over those triggers, now I have to be more vocal on who he is.
No, I don't know how the vocal comes in with triggers.
Okay, with the triggers, okay. Like last week. The old me, a trigger would have been the first beginning of the situation. I would have handled it. I would have went over there, excuse me, but I would have boop, whatever. If it went on the second time like it did, I probably would have socked somebody the second time because I already warned you the first time. It wouldn't have been, and it happened three times. It happened three times.
So you didn't feel an urge to sock nobody?
Okay. Oh, I would have did it.
Okay.
You already know. I'm impulsive. I don't think about, I do stuff and I think about it later.
Right. So, right. If you was triggered to sock somebody, we probably would have been hearing a story of how you socked somebody.
It would have, the head would have been across the park. Okay. So. No, you already know.
Okay, yes, keep going.
So that part of me is dead. So now I have these new things that's coming up, and now I just have to change my prayer from that to this. So now, I don't want to say what it is, but it haven't happened. In a few days or weeks. I don't know. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow. I'll let you know next week. But I'm not sure. I haven't really been in a predicament where I couldn't handle it with God because I try to keep my whole armor on. I try to keep my whole armor. I try to stay prayed up. I try to, you know, I haven't... I can't answer that because y'all already know. I'm impulsive. I don't think about, I just boop, boop, boop. So I can't answer that right now. Maybe mm-hmm. come back to next week. I might have something that somebody might trigger me.
How do you deal with your triggers? I'm trying to think of my answer, too, while you was talking. I'm trying to think of what triggers me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm to the point now where I see things coming. I see
like
it coming.
You see it coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see it coming. I'm like, you know what, Dave? Not today, Satan. That's it right there. Not today, Satan. Not today. Yeah, just not today, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, whatever the thing is, I call the thing out. Whatever it is, I call it out. Whatever I see that what the problem, I call that problem out, and I let the problem know that I know what you are and I know what you come to do, and it ain't gonna happen. Not today.
Mhm.
Yeah. So.
So you are no tolerance, no excuse, no nothing. Like no tolerance. I'm not even gonna let you get a chance.
You already know.
Yes. Right. I already know.
You already know. Foolishness. I'm done with. And I'm gonna confront it right then and there. I'm not waiting till next week. I was not raised like that. My mama said, if that's what you act a fool at, that's what you get your butt toe up. And that's what
right.
That's how I've always rolled. So I'm gonna keep the main thing the main thing. So triggers, I don't do well with triggers. I handle them. That's what I do. I handle them. I call them out, and I deal with them right then and there. So it won't be no more triggers in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, deal with them.
I'm trying to. Deal with them. Right. I'm trying to really think. I know I have them. I just can't remember what my triggers are.
Yeah, I probably have some too, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because I deal with them when they come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you deal with them.
What is a trigger? I'm about to search. What is a trigger?
What is a trigger?
I need to get I'm trying to get a definition. Maybe I can. A trigger refers to something that affects your emotional state, often being signified by causing extreme overwhelm or distress. If a trigger affects your ability to remain present in a moment, it may bring up a specific thought pattern or influence in your behavior. So a trigger that makes you unlike you, like out of this present moment right now, makes you unlike yourself, or extreme overwhelm or distress.
Something to take your peace. Your
yeah,
joy.
Take your peace. Yeah, something.
No,
that.
I refuse. I'm gonna have peace and joy every day of my whole entire life. I promise you.
A trigger is a dormant emotion, just sitting there. They can be triggered by God or the devil.
I need another way. Yeah, I need another one. Say it again another way.
A trigger is a dormant emotion that's just sitting there inside of you. And it can be triggered some kind of way. Some people can be at zero, go straight to 100, just like that, triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an emotion, better explained as an emotion that we have that's dormant, that's sitting there, that we know not to mess with ourselves, we can't touch that because that would trigger us. And the devil can trigger that or God can trigger that.
Okay, you just made something come up that reminded me of one of my triggers. It's people lying. That makes me go to 1,000. Like, I get angry. I get angry bad. Like, I want to now, I've got better with, putting my hands on, my brothers and stuff like that. But, it makes me mad. Like, why did you sit there and just lie like that? But how do I handle that now? I don't know. I ain't been in a situation recently. like, face-to-face. I don't know. How do I deal with, like, that's something that triggers me.
So triggers even have a name. One triggers anger.
Anger.
One trigger emotions. One trigger is sympathy. They have names. All these triggers have names in us. Right?
Right.
And God, through the Holy Ghost, can trigger all of them for his purpose and his will. But the devil also, who is the prince of this world, can trigger them too. Because we haven't conquered a lot of our triggers.
Right.
So, I'm so confused right now.
Like, what you confused on?
And where my mind went. I don't know.
Or, like, what just came to my mind, triggers of, like, let's say you smell something, and, like, it can trigger an emotion inside of you that, like, can bring you back to a certain place. I don't know. There's so many ways that you can think about triggers. So maybe we need to, like, narrow it.
I wanted to stay out of y'all ladies' event tonight, but, you know, we have strong triggers. We have soft triggers. We have in-between triggers. And it's not necessarily triggers. It's just things that are inside of us. Where the things outside, the things that are inside of us are provoked by the things outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you go to the self-awareness of checking yourself for what's inside of you, who you really are, how far have you came, are you still holding on to who you are, but you deny it, but it comes out when you're triggered from the outside of something that's inside of you, embedded in you. That's why we have to become totally clean with God, renewed in the spirit, renewed in the mind, renewed in the heart. And then we do Bible study for ourselves individually to understand the word of God, teach the word of God, that we can build the armor of God on the outside so the things that want to trigger our inside can be blocked by the armor of God, which is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So back to your mommy was it up?
Who's that?
That goes hand in hand with what you were saying, mommy, and how you deal with your triggers. Like, you know, you, it seems like you've done a lot of self awareness to know what is about to come from a certain situation, or this going to bring out this in me. So let me just go ahead and, you know what I mean? Like, you just know yourself to know that you finna dead it before it even can get to you. Or like,
yeah. When you're when you just do something
impulsive.
Mm-hmm. What?
I was saying impulsive at the same time you said it. Go ahead.
Okay, you must do self awareness all day, every day. You have to get your emotions. You have to know yourself. Period. You just have to know you. Be true to yourself. Let yourself know, you know, you're not there. You're not there yet. Like last week, we're going to keep on bringing up last week, just like last week. I didn't do what I normally do, but I wasn't as far as I should have been. I should have did more. I didn't do the old Ricky. I wasn't the old Ricky, but I should have done more than what, you know, than I did. And it still beat me up. But I did pray for three people after the fact. I did call. And just so happened, God had two of the people together with another person. So I prayed for them on the phone and asked them, did they know our Lord and Jesus Christ as our personal Savior? And went through the whole night and prayed for them. And when I tell you, it felt so good, because I beat myself up so bad, because I'm like, dang, I could have done more. I didn't, like I said, I didn't do what I normally would have done, but I could have done more. You know, and I had to take self-inventory, and I had to be honest with myself. You know, I could have just patted my back, self on the back. Like, you didn't fly no head. No. What didn't you do? What didn't you do? And that's what God was beating me up about. And thank God for conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how when God convicts, I can still feel it. And it feels good. It don't hurt. But it beat me up. My own conscience beat me up. Because I know that I didn't do what my, I didn't finish my assignment. I got a C. I wanted an A. But when I, but it was, I mean, it all worked out for my dear, because he had both two of them together. So, and it was, three. And it was good. It felt good. And I'm proud of myself for even, you know, picking up the phone, you know, to do it, to call. And I felt so good. And I'm proud of myself. But we have to, back to what I was saying, knowing yourself, honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself, acknowledging, you know, who you are, what you are, what you don't have, what you need, you know, how far you need to go, how where you at, you know, and just deal with whatever it is. You deal with it. If you talk. Nobody can walk your walk but you.
I have a question. So, like, when you do come to yourself, when you look in the mirror and have that self-awareness moment, you said about beating yourself up. How do you, like, not do that? Like, how do you not, you know?
It's
how
not
do you
a
not
bad thing to beat yourself up. Do better. Do better. Do better. Do what you're supposed to do. Set your pride aside and do what you're supposed to be.
You said, how do you not beat yourself up when you have those self-reflection moments, self-awareness moments?
Yeah.
I feel like what I do is I look at stuff like I take it, of course I take accountability for my actions. I'm not saying I don't. But I'm big on forgiving myself because I make a lot of mistakes or I do a lot of things. I like how we're saying, like, the standard that you hold yourself, like we have for ourselves, the standards, the morals and all that foundation. Sometimes I step out of that. So I have to forgive myself and tell myself that, okay, we won't be here again. Let's try our best not to get back here again. Like, let's, you know, okay, cool, you did that. Let's, you know, take a deep breath in. Let's just throw that away. Let's just act like it ain't happened. But okay, that was me yesterday. That was me 5 minutes ago. Okay, now let's move forward. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do
just
better.
Really having a 101 with myself in accepting my decision that I made, accepting who I was 5 minutes ago, and saying, okay, moving forward, let's try our best not to get here again. So. That's what I do to kind of, like, not beat myself up is knowing that I'm a human, I'm growing, I'm learning, and that we wouldn't have forgiveness here, we wouldn't have repentance here if God didn't know we wouldn't make mistakes. If he didn't know that this life wasn't so hard, why would he have repentance and forgiveness there? So it's like I have to know that and accept God's forgiveness and his love and just kind of like, okay, God forgives me. I need to forgive me and accept the forgiveness and move forward. I can't change nothing that I did. I can't change how I handled that. Let's do better.
And guess what? Grace and mercy is renewed every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. So my thing is, that's why I stay busy. That's why I keep my mind going. I have to. I cannot sit just not doing anything. Okay, because my mind, I just have to keep it moving. Just keep it moving. I do have to keep it moving. And I love.
Do you feel like that? Oh.
I feel like what?
No, I was talking to Ashley. Go ahead. I thought she was done. Go ahead. I was going to ask her if she. I heard a pause, so I thought she was done. So I was just going to ask her, like, if she got what she needed or she needed, like, another angle or.
I think.
You sound unsure, though. So, like. Huh?
Not really.
Okay, so are you saying based on you made a mistake or, like, you just are unhappy with how you are right now? Like, what's the self-aware? Like, you're looking in the mirror, like, blaming. Like, what is
and
you
both.
Feeling?
Both, really.
Of mistakes that you made in the past and also right now I'm unhappy with who I am or, like, the decisions I'm making presently?
Yeah.
Saying yeah, like, is that what you tell me what you're saying?
Yeah, that's how you saying it, baby. You real on my teeth.
Okay, it's because you say yeah, unsure, like that's not how I feel, but I guess we could go with that. Like that's how you saying it. But is that how you feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like if I'm unhappy with where I am right now, it's more of like I am an action, like I take actions as far as like, okay, what? How can I solve this right now? I don't think on this big scale of like, okay, I need to make this 5-month plan of I need to do, you know, like this huge goal plan, no, but like what can I do right now, like simply like right now to make myself feel accomplished? Like what can I do right now? I'm more of like it may be temporary fix. I don't know, but like, what can I do right now to make myself not feel this way? Like, what can I accomplish something right now? Can I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to, I don't know, put it into words to like, if I look at myself and I'm like, I'm unsatisfied with who I am. I'm an actions person. Like, what I'm gonna do about it? Like, how can I change that? That's me. I'm more of an act. Like, because I'm going to feel this way tomorrow if I don't do something about it today. I'm going to feel this way the next day if I don't try to change today. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep feeling this way as the days keep going by and by and by and by and by if I don't do something right now to change it. So what can I do? Like, really sitting down, making that time to really think about and feed myself. That's part of self-love, self-care. What can I do? Like, really sitting down with myself for real. Not just, you know, but letting, you know, like, saying I'm going to do it or just, like, passively thinking about it. No, really sitting down with myself and asking, where can I grow? What can I do better to feel better about myself? What areas, you know, seeing where it's coming from and what can I do in that area and not denying
it.
It may get ugly. Yeah. Like, you have to be honest and you can't be scared of what's in there within you because you're not going to, nothing's going to change if you're afraid of yourself. Like, some things are ugly that we may not want to admit, but it's the truth. If I'm a lazy person, it may not feel good to tell myself you're lazy and you're in this predicament because of yourself. That may hurt bad, but it's the truth. What can I do now to you know what I'm saying? Like, what can I put into place? I can now, whatever it is that I need to accomplish and I know I need to accomplish it, okay, cool. And then telling myself in the morning every day, today I will accomplish what I need to accomplish today. Today I will, you know, affirming myself daily, making sure I get there. What can I do to get there to become a better person? It's going to get ugly when you're brutally honest with yourself. But those moments of me doing that helped me so much to grow. It's to be brutally honest. Like, it's going to hurt, and it may be a denial. You know, you get out of that denial point, and you be honest, and you're just like, you know what? I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. Now, it's not even tearing yourself down. It's you being honest. It's stuff that you need to work on. I'm not talking about past mistakes. Don't sit there and, well, you know what I'm saying? That's different. I'm talking about, like, character, like, you know, not character traits, but, like, things that you can, places that you can grow in and actually see growth. And just accepting your past and knowing that I can't go back and change it. God has already forgiven me. It's up for me to accept that forgiveness and walk in it, like, you can't change anything that has happened in the past, but you create your future every single, you walk into your future every day. So if you don't do something today, you're going to live in the same day tomorrow, and the same day tomorrow, and the same day tomorrow.
So, baby girl, just know this. I love you. Your mother loves you. Your brothers and sisters love you. And no matter what you have done, we love you, all right? If every person actually looked in the mirror at themselves, at their own eyes, they would feel bad about the things they've done in their life if they actually did that, like you're talking about. Every person. There's nobody on this earth that can do that and walk away that they're okay. Nobody can do that.
If you've forgiven yourself or you've made peace with it, yes, you can.
But I hadn't finished though yet, Nani. But if you honestly own up to your own self, you can walk away good. Long as we admit either to others or to ourselves that we made a mistake or that we don't think life is as great right now or whatever the situation is, being brought about, whatever the situation is, you look in the mirror and you say, you know what, it's something. Okay, now I know it's something. Now I can probably do something about it. Just realize where you're at in life. The older I get, the more I seem to just do day by day. Instead of looking for next weekend or next year or whatever, I do day by day now. That's what I'm moving toward right now. So what happened yesterday, it happened. I think about it until the next day. Then something else comes along. Each day brings along its own business. So we can't meditate on the past. We can look in the mirror and try to meditate it at that time and go forward in fixing that or leaving it behind if it's out of your hands. But just understand, I love you, and there's nothing you can ever, ever, ever do to make me not love you. Just always remember that. Right? At your age, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make good choices. Things are going to blend. And then when you look in the mirror, it's going to be confusing. But just know, positivity comes the next day if God wakes you up the next day. So you just got to keep moving, if that makes any sense.
Start writing yourself down. Go ahead.
What? Say what?
Yeah, I was just telling him to make sense.
Okay, somebody said write something?
Yeah, I was telling, I said start writing stuff down. When you get up in the morning, what was the second part the first part to what you were saying? When you look in the mirror, you don't like, write down everything that you like about yourself. Write everything positive.
That's crazy. Hold on, right quick. That's crazy that we're talking about this in the mirror and stuff because sorry, I'm emotional right now. The situation that life has been giving me lately is kind of rough. So, like, I kind of, like, paused on music. But my last song that I've been working on, the first verse is, woke up one morning while it was storming, looked in the mirror, told myself, let's get it. Yesterday's trash, now in the past, want this lifestyle, real bad lifestyle, tell me, come and get it. So, it's just all tied in.
All right, tying them together. Right. And like what I like that mommy does, when I would go in her bathroom and she has the sticky notes and it has the affirmations on it and it has positive things to kind of like tell her, like, you know, to look at in the mirror. So maybe I'll put that in the hallway bathroom so we can all look at it or something. Like, you know, like that's why it's like actions. What can I do to make myself feel better? You know what I mean? Like even if it's, I don't know. Like, I know it's going to be deeper. Of course, like I said, there's also deeper things that we have to do in order to really heal. But, like, I feel like also I'm big on, like, you know, dye my hair. I don't know, like, something to make me feel good about myself. Or to realize, you know, beauty enhancers, not necessarily makeup and stuff, but, like, you know, let me get my hair done. Let me get my nails done. You know, feel good about myself. You know what I mean? Or, like I said, write things to myself. You are this. You are that. You are this. You are that. And I one of the things that I just started, like, probably like I did it like seven months ago, was get myself a promise ring to, like, promise on healing and putting myself first and appreciating myself. You know what I mean? Like, just really making it a mission to dig deeper into myself. So, you know, maybe that can help you to, like, you know, become the better you so you can be a great mommy and sister and daughter and all that person. But, yeah.
And I'm not sure if you do this, but if anybody's out there listening, don't make excuses to feel that way. Some people just lay in the bed and don't do anything. And it's like, get up. Do something. I know it may be hard, but guess what? Life is life. Life is what you make it. And sometimes we make it bad on ourselves, but God's mercy and grace is renewed every day. Every day. Just get up, wash your face, you know, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and tackle. Just get up. Just go. Just do. Walk around. Walk your block. That's the first step. Just getting up and doing. Because the enemy will have you so down that you don't even want to bathe. You don't want to brush your teeth. You don't want to comb your hair. You're always tired. Okay? And just, why are you tired? You've been asleep for 12 hours. But your mind will do that if you let it. Don't let it. You have to want what you want and not want to feel the way that you're feeling.
It's definitely important.
You have to put it in your mind.
Today and how you're, that's definitely important how you're saying you got to want it, because that's what I started to do lately is, like, right when I wake up, putting on something inspirational right when I wake up. Don't even give anything a chance. Because when you are a person that has been through depression, when you're a person, it's familiar with you. So any type of sense of sadness or any sense of something, it's familiar with that feeling and spirit. It wants to go that way. So, like, I have to actively protect my mind because it's familiar with that, with the feeling of depression. So in the morning, right when I wake up, I have to put on something inspirational, whether it's a motivational video, whether it's a song, like music, whether it's my affirmations, just speaking life over myself. I have to. So then that can set the tone for the rest of the day for you. You know, maybe it's like now, I'm just saying steps that you can do in order to get rid of the habits now. Like, you know, I'm now on, like, how you feel about yourself now. Maybe it can, you know, if your thing is, I don't know what your thing is when you see, but, like, maybe you could speak the opposite of it over yourself in the morning so that you're already fueling your mind to think positively about yourself and your decisions.
Now put some sticky notes on your wall, right? When you
That's
wake up, you'll see those
sticky
notes.
Yeah. I really
put
like
them on her bed. She might not even want to get up to go to the bathroom to brush her teeth to look in the mirror. Put it right there on your wall. Put it on your wall. As soon as you wake up, you look on your window.
Or your
somewhere
phone,
where you
your lock
it.
Screen. Your lock screen on your phone. You're going to pick that phone up. So
right.
Put it on your lock screen right there so that you can read them.
All right. So let's don't speak on this as a depression, or speaking depression in it and speaking about lifting up. Let's do this right here. Let me say this to you, baby girl. What you went through and then also what you went through medically, God brought you out, just from me saying it, God brought you out to be a blessing to us and to the world. And as soon as you wake up, just say, thank you, Lord, and start your day. Don't mope. Don't sit down. Don't sit in it. What you went through is a blessing. It's actually a miracle based on what the medical doctor said. You're a walking miracle. So when you look in that mirror, look at your miracle. Acknowledge your miracle. And you keep it moving. Because God got something for you you ain't seen yet. And all the devil might be trying to do is make you settle down. But he's a liar. But God has already put in you what to do, how to feel, and who to look up to. And you're a blessing to your family and the world, and especially to my granddaughter, Arjun. Be who you're supposed to be, because you are that person right now.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's a great angle. I think all of us help. I wasn't saying depression on her. I was just saying I was only talking about the present. And sometimes I can have it down. But
well, I'm just saying, we're not looking at any excuses right now. She already blessed. She already came through. And she already where she needs to be to get to the next step. Already. So we don't want to put nothing in place that you have to have this, that, or the other to get up and do something. We don't want to put that in place. All right? There's nothing wrong
Why
with having
not?
Something on, there's nothing wrong with having something on the mirror when you do get up to be inspirational about it like my wife does. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. But we don't want to put a whole lot of things in place for that to happen when it has already happened. But God raised you up from that medical bed. It already happened. If you just wake up and say, thank you, Lord.
There's nothing wrong with affirmation, though. It's affirming.
No, it's nothing wrong with it. I'm saying you can still do that, but still. When you open your eyes, just say, thank you, Lord. Your day has already started better than what it was. Because it couldn't have started at all if you just stayed in that bed and we had to bury you. But God saw fit for your mother to touch your feet and you start breathing again. Just say thank you. Just say thank you to God. And that's your inspiration right there. And then your motivation is what you see in the mirror. Your motivation is your affirmation of what you read. And then you take it from there.
Okay. All right.
I had another angle, but it's 808. I mean, not of this. Oscar,
go ahead.
What you need it first?
You got time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What was I going to say? It was about self-awareness and triggers. I really wanted to talk about it. It kind of went into, like, friendship or new friendships, new relationships you're building with people, and how things can trigger. I don't want to use the word trigger. Well, I only think it was about triggers. Kind of, it was about, hold on. God, please give me the words, because I really wanted to ask you about this. Like,
just being, while you're
along
thinking about
like,
it, go ahead, Nani, go ahead.
No, go. Let me think, and I'm going to fully have it. Go ahead.
Yeah, while you're thinking about it, being around certain people can trigger thoughts in your mind to be a certain way or to go a certain direction. Sometimes God will put people in our lives. If we seek to do the will of God, he'll put people in our lives to trigger the emotions that are dormant for positivity. Remember earlier when I said the devil can trigger those emotions also? But God can out-trigger the devil if we place ourselves in a certain situation where we're around positive people, right? So we have to be positive about ourselves first, and that draws positive people around us. So how we think and what we say and speak can make our day or break our day. If we're depressed, we draw depression. If we're positive, we draw positivity. So we have to be careful in our walk. We have to be careful in our daily routines and what we do, what we say, and how we are, because that will attract what comes out of us. So we have to be careful, right? If you can't find no positive people, be around your positive self. I stay alone a lot. And if I get around somebody positive, it's all the better, right? I don't go out reaching for people and seeking friendship. I gain friendship and seeking people based on my thought pattern. And that's how we all are. How we think is what, who we are. And who we are is what's, that, what's going to draw to us. So we can't keep saying, but that's who I am. We can't do that. But that's what you're going to draw. And that conversation will never end because you keep drawing it. Because you're contemplating, are you content in where you are? So we have to step out of who we are and be who God wants us to be and draw the positivity to keep that walk in life. We have to. So any dead situations, we need to leave. Any dead conversations, we need to leave alone. Right? You need to be the man or the woman that you are to say, no, I'm not dealing with that. Matter of fact, I ain't even entertaining it. You have to think that way. And the older y'all get, my kids, the older y'all get, you will see that. See, I try to stay at zero. If I get to 100, it's going to upset you. So I try to stay at zero so that we can have a conversation, so that we can move forward. But when I get to 100, because you at 100, we go nowhere. We take 10 steps backwards. We haven't accomplished anything. But positivity from you draws positivity to you.
Amen. Did you think about what you
I thought about it, but I kind of answered it within myself. I was going to ask about, like, what if people, like, you're in new friendships, new relationships, building with new people, and they trigger old stuff, like old experiences that you've had with other people, and it's like, okay, is this my intuition kicking in? So I've already seen the situation happen before, and I know how this is going to play out, or should you just, like, but then I'm like, you know, you can't bleed on new people. Like, you know, this is a new experience. You don't know how this is going to play out. This is a whole other person, so give them the grace that they deserve to, you know, and if it messes up and they end up doing you left or wrong, then okay, cool. Next experience in life. But it's like, you know, let them give them the grace to, you know. So I kind of answer myself.
Amen. Well, I do. You good, baby girl?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the rest me and God got to talk about.
Okay. We need clarification on last week. Real quick on the comment of, what was it? What was the comment? You made a comment last week, and you made a comment. You have to clarify, and because you made a broad statement, and you just left it broad.
What comment?
About men being gullible. I wasn't on. I had hung up, but I do want to know a little more, like, about men being gullible. And, like, I don't know, it just sounded like the comment stayed there, which I don't agree if it stayed there. So I just kind of wanted a little.
I made the comment and was explaining it, and I got cut off and told not to talk about it. So.
No, I said don't use names. Don't do that. I said no. Don't use names.
No, I'm not using names, but I got cut off from making an explanation of it. Men and women are gullible to a certain extent. When we go into something innocent and not knowing that the other party or the other person or the other situation is trying to take advantage of us, and it's only because we went in innocent, not seeing the sword, the dart, the gun, the knife, not seeing it, is what I'm saying is gullible. Because we went in innocent, right? And then mm-hmm. if somebody brings it to our attention, then do we know, or if God, or if the situation that keeps prolonging, then it's brought to our attention that what the intent of the person was is realized. That's all I was going to say about it. So being a Christian, we give them the benefit of the doubt when we go into situations in life every day.
Yeah.
We give other people the benefit of the doubt until it prolongs and we see something. But we go in innocent, is what I was saying. And that's man or woman.
Okay.
Okay.
But that was a broad statement. But okay.
Okay.
It was broad at the time. It was broad at the time because I couldn't explain it.
Because we said
I like that. That definition makes sense. Okay. Cool.
Well,
is that it? Are we done?
Well, thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it. Are we wrapping up?
I believe so.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to talk this out? Go ahead, Mom. What'd you say, Kate?
Go ahead and pray us out, Ricky.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this episode of self-awareness, Lord God. Continue to show us ourselves, Lord God, so we can live for you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for dying for us so we can live for you, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, and I hope that we all make you proud, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for my family. Thank you for using us. Thank you for showing us ourselves so we can show others how we made it out and making it through you and with you, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you for the Oliver family, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Give them wisdom and understanding on how and what to do with the radio show, Lord God, and continue to just bless them through the radio show, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you again for this platform to share with the Royal Blues, Lord God. Continue to just touch our minds, touch our hearts, Lord God, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen.